At once the Spirit drove him out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to a New York Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined, as always, by my good friend, my pal from St. Agnes on Long Island, Frank Alasia. Frank, how's it going today?
I'm doing great, Deacon. I'm ready to go. How's everything?
Everything is great. And you picked a good topic, of course, following up our Ash Wednesday discussion. We're talking today about the season of Lent, which is a time to return to God in prayer and in fasting and in almsgiving. It's called a penitential period, a time when we concentrate on drawing closer to God. And the goal is just a deeper and stronger faith. So, Frank, how should we think about and prepare for Lent?
Well, I think the important thing is to think about what Jesus did, right? When he was preparing to go out with his public ministry, what he did before he did that was he went into the desert and he fasted for 40 days. And what he's doing is he's atoning for Adam's fall. Jesus atones for it by overcoming the three temptations that Adam fell for: pleasure, possessions, and power.
Right.
You know, and don't forget, I mean, you know, there was no air conditioning in that desert. There was no, you know, he wasn't fasting in a warm house. It was difficult. It was tough. Now, people always will ask, you know, when does Lent end and how many days is it? Do you include Sundays? What I like to do is, first of all, technically it ends after Holy Thursday Mass, the Last Supper Mass. And that's, you know, that would be 40 days excluding Sundays. But I kind of, if I'm going to fast, I like to keep the full 46 days and go all the way to Easter Sunday. I know you're the same because we're kind of old school with that. But
well, you're a very practiced basketball player. So you never take a break. But listen, we're focusing.
We don't like
on,
to make it easy. We like to do more, not less.
Well, we focus on prayer and almsgiving, but I know you want to pay attention today about fasting in particular, right?
Yeah, I think fasting is really demanding, and I think Lent should be demanding. Lent should be a period where, you know, you are doing something difficult. And let's face it, you know, people like to eat, right? But when you fast, you're putting your body in a state of spiritual alertness because your body wants to be fed. In effect, you know, it's saying, what's going on here? You know, your brain then immediately will say, you know, oh, okay, I'm doing this for a purpose. I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this for something bigger than me, right?
Right.
So remember, when you do fast, you know, you're fasting out of love, not duty. Remember that.
Yeah. No, I think over the years, the Catholic people, all of us have become confused about, you know, the rules and the purpose of fasting. And I think instead of saying, as people do, I'm going to give up chocolate or pasta, the mindset should be, what is it that I'm so attached to that is distracting me or keeping me from a healthy prayer life, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't be the thing, right? It should be what you are inordinately attached to. What is on your mind the most? It doesn't necessarily have to be food, but food, the reason why, you know, I think about food and like this because you have to eat every day. Eating is a, you know, and you like a particular thing. You might like sweets. You might like to have a drink every night. You know, anything like that, that you can, you might like sugar, you know, candy is a big thing, or desserts. Those are the things that you really want to try to give up during Lent.
Yeah. I think the idea of like making a plate of food for dinner and just making that my meal makes it much more conscious about our daily food intake. And it drives us, I think, towards a sense of modesty. But I think the number one addiction that we all share, talk about attachments, is the phone. I mean, all the apps that we love and that we think we need. I think instead of mindlessly playing, as I do, solitaire or Candy Crush on the phone, or looking at endless videos of cats and dogs, isn't it a good time to try and trim that back a little? I mean, we all get these reports on screen time for the week. And for most of us, it's between 2 and 4 hours a day of screen time. I think we should monitor that a little during Lent and begin to abstain from that amount of phone time so that we have a little more time for prayer. What do you think about
that? We have to become more aware of God in our lives. We have time to work out. We have time to shop. We have time, like you say, to play these mindless games. We have time for everything, but we really have to make, we have to make that extra time for God. And at Lent, the beginning of Lent, it's a great time to do that. It's a great time to start anew. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's think about a little bit of almsgiving for a moment. Now, writing a check to the church, you know, the Cardinal's Appeal or any charity that you give to, continue that. That's a great idea. And maybe even bump it up a little during Lent. But beyond the charitable giving of money, I think there are other ways to give alms. You know, we're all isolated now because of the pandemic. So it's visiting a hospital or a nursing home is not practical for the moment. But how about picking up the phone and calling or texting someone who may need encouragement or a little love? Hey, I've been thinking about you. Hope you're okay. Do you need anything? Or if you just need to chat or catch up, let's, you know, give me a call. It goes a long way. And all it takes is some concentration and a little discipline. Think of how much good you can do over the course of 40 days. If you take 4 or 5 minutes to reach out every day to someone and just tell them you love them.
Don't forget about people. Don't forget about people. That's exactly right. People who've lost their jobs, friends of yours who've lost their jobs, friends of yours who are going through a difficult stretch, you know, maybe in a marriage or something. Those are the people who need a call. And we tend to forget about that when things are going well for us. Yeah. Same thing we said, like with the older people. I know from experience, like my grandmother, you know, always liked to call, always liked to visit. Those things, when you give of your time and spend time on the phone with people like that, that's another way of almsgiving, like you said.
Yeah, and as St. Paul says, whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. So let's just go back to prayer for a second. Lent is the time to take inventory of your prayer practices and make some adjustments. I mean, the best prayer for Catholics, of course, is Sunday Mass. So try to get back there if you're not in the game right now. But if you are going to Mass on Sunday, try to add another day during the week, during Lent. And wherever you are in your current prayer life, just take a step forward and talk to God.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. The one thing that I did want to say before I speak about prayer a little bit is there are two things. If you're pregnant, you know, a woman, you're pregnant, or you're sick, you have some kind of illness, fasting isn't the best thing. Let's face it. As a woman, you're pregnant, you're building a baby, maybe not the best thing to do to fast. So you might want to think of some other things. And if you have an illness where, you know, you have to take a certain amount of food indefinitely, that might not be the thing for you.
Makes sense.
But the one good story about fasting that I heard, and this will be, you know, something that people to think about. Father Slavko over at Medjugorje, I hope I pronounced his name right. A man came to him and said, when I fast, I'm very grouchy with my wife and, you know, this and that. Should I still fast? And he said, absolutely. He said, because fasting has a way of revealing your deep faults and they'll show up, you know, they'll show up and it will help you to discern really what you have to get rid of in your life. So, keep that in mind. I think that's a good point. As far as prayer goes, St. Alphonsus Liguori says it very simply. If we don't pray, we won't be saved. It seems pretty drastic, a statement, but think about it. If we don't pray, we're strangers to God, you know? And when we do pray in silence, you got to be comfortable with the silence. You know, the chances of you hearing a voice from heaven, right? Or the chances of you looking up at a cross that you're praying to and Jesus giving you a nod, a yes or a no, those odds are not good. But this is where our faith comes in. And faith is what unites us with God, not feelings. So many times people want a feeling. I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it. Just because, you know, you don't feel something does not mean God does not hear you. He hears everything.
Listen,
pray. I guarantee you God will hear you.
Well, you're making sense. Another great practice that we could all do during Lent is to enter a quiet church and sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament in right. silence and just be present with God. As you say, it's not about getting a nod from anything or any thoughts at all. Empty the mind of thoughts and feelings and just be present with God.
Right, exactly. Let's take our game up, you know, like let's try to make this the best Lent. Take our spiritual game up a notch and try to make some real progress, right?
Yeah, it's not an easy road, the Lenten practice, but it wasn't meant to be easy. He said, all who wish to follow me must take up their cross. And so Lent is the time to focus our attention on our Lord and Savior and draw closer to God so that we can share more fully in the reality and the joy of what's to come, the resurrection on Easter Sunday. So let's all just take a step forward and try to make this one, as you said, one of the best Lents ever. Good to go?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we're inviting you now to send us an email and let us know if there's a topic that you want us to try to discuss. And the address again is anynewyorkcatholicconversation@gmail.com. That's anynewyorkcatholicconversation@gmail.com. Frank, great talking to you today. I'll see you next time, okay?
Yes, thanks, Dee. Take care.